continuing with the Derech Etz Chaim of the Ramchal, the second Shir. So we just spoke about the Torah being all, right? And that this all gives light, gives ha'ara of a nitzotz, of a spark, like the shemesh come entering into a person's house. So the Torah gives a spark of the kedusha, of the shechina, the divine presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and illuminates a person's soul. So we continue now. The af gamzot, and even also this, hine, behold, bediktu gadol, with very fine understanding, nimshala la'ish. It's very, very close dimyon. It's a very close metaphor to fire, the Torah. Bashva'a mitukdeket, and with a very precise comparison or equality. Ki kasher, when a person tira sees hagachelet sheino milahava, that the coal is not giving over its flame, its vashalhevet betocha, but that doesn't mean, even though it's, you don't see the flame coming from this coal, the koach of this flame, it's in hi betocha, vashalhevet hi betocha, kmusa, hidden, v'segura, enclosed. There's a potential of the flame inside this coal. Asher bahafiach ba, if a person was to blow in it, as titpashet, will spread out, v'titlahev, and form a flame, v'titsei, and go out, u'mitrachevet, and it goes out, v'holechet, and goes, u'bishalhevet tahi, and with this flame, nirim kama minik vanim, we see many different shades of a flame. Mashalonira, that which we don't see, bitchila begachelet, in the beginning, in the coal. The coal is just black, we don't see anything, just a black coal. But when you blow it though, we see a beautiful flame with many, many different shades, a blue, a yellow. You know, you can see different shades in a flame. V'akol min ha-gachelet yotze, and it all comes out from this coal, this burning coal. Ken ha-Torah, similarly it is with the Torah, hazot, this Torah, asher lefaneinu, which is in front of us. Ki kol miloteha, all its words, v'otiyoteha, and its letters, k'mo gachelet hen. It's like this coal which has a potential to light up. Asher behatzit otam, when you flame them up, ken ka'asher hen, to be that which they are, lo yera'u, you will not see ki'im gechalim, you will only see gechalim, v'gam kimat amumot, you won't see ki'im, you only see the words, just the gechalim, the gam kimat amumot, and just they're like, you know, when a coal's just, you know, a little bit of fire in it, but not yet coming out. Umi shishtadel, but a person who works hard, la'asok, to endeavor ba, in the Torah, as titlahev, its flame will come out, mikol ot, from each letter, shalhevet gdola, a big flame, memula'a, filled, bekama gvanim, with many different colors, and many different sides of the Torah. Hen hayediot, these are the knowledge, ha'omdot, which is standing, sfunot, hidden, betocha otahi, in this letter. Ukfa perushuze b'seifa zohar, this is already explained in the Seifa Zohar. Al aleph beit, on the aleph beit. In other words, to explain what each letter actually means. It's also brought in the Midrash in Gemara and Shabbos. And he's saying now, the Ein Hadavah, this matter, isn't a mashal, isn't a parable. Ela atzmi kepshuta mamish. It's a reality. It's a reality kepshuta, as it is. Ki kol ha'otiyot she'anu ro'im b'Torah. All the letters that we see in the Torah, kulan morot. All of them give to teach us al esrim u'shnaim orot. On 22, orot, lights, illuminations, hanim sim lamala, appear lamala. So they're emanations of some higher orot, some higher emanation that's up there. Va orot ohem, and these lights up there, ha elyonim, the higher lights, mazhirim, these emanations, mazhirim, are giving light ala otiyot. They're illuminated from the otiyot like the coals. By learning them and understanding them, you can get an understanding of the orot elyonot, of the emanation, the upper emanations. Umikan nimshecha kedushat haTorah, and from this process comes the kedusha of the Torah, the holiness of the Torah, and the kedusha sefer Torah, and the kedusha of the sefer Torah. That means, since the Torah has this ability, that's why it has kedusha. There's kedusha in the otiyot. That means these codes that has God's emanations in this Torah. Utfilin mezuzah v'kol kitvei hakodesh, because it's like it's a goof that contains a potential of expressing the emanations of God's will. Ulefi hakedusha sheba nichtavim, and according to the kedusha which it's written. Because if a min writes it, doesn't have kedusha. That's why you can't learn from a Sefer Torah of a min. You have to burn it. Right? Because even though it's the same letters, those letters won't reveal the higher emanation, because a min wrote it.
A min is
someone who doesn't believe in the Torah. Kach tigdal hash ra'a v'ha'ara. And that will make greater the bringing down and the presence of this or shela orot hahem, or these lights from above, ala otiyotehem. So it depends on the person writing. So if you get a Sefer Torah that's written with more kedusha, someone who's more Yerushalayim, or tefillin or mezuzah, right? It's written with more kedusha, there's more awe going to come from it. That's why there's a din to buy from a person who's Yerushalayim. It's not stum. The more Yerushalayim he is, the more God's emanation can be found in it. V'lekach, Sefer Torah sheyesh bo psul echad. If a Sefer Torah has a psul, nifsal kula, it's all possible. Ki ein he'ara omedet alav karui. The ha'ara isn't standing in it properly. It's an improper ha'ara. It's an improper, emanation of God. Shetimashech v'menu hakdusha la'am. That will come from the kedushas of the people, b'koch hakriyabo, through us reading in it. So the otiyot, right, and the learning of the Torah and the kedusha that is in, right, in the Torah. So first of all, there's this concept of Toreach in the Torah, and then it emanates itself. That's when you're learning, you're always learning the what. You're always looking for the svaras and what's being said in whatever sefer you're learning. That's the naaseh. And the nishma, the understanding, comes from that what. Those letters express the understanding of the Torah. That's like our building blocks. Through reading and understanding and in delving in what those letters mean and how they seem and how they form, we get an understanding of the Torah. That's the Nas of the Nishma. That's how we create that connection with our Creator. The Esik of the Torah is an Esik of Kabbalah Satorah, which means realizing that these letters are God's letters, and that these letters contain within the hidden emanation, and then being toreach in them to understand, and that's the nishma. So whenever a person's learning Torah, He's doing Na'ase v'nishma. And what's the purpose, says the Ramchal? The Ramchal himself says, there's Yira b'Talmud. Yira b'Talmud means having understanding this is God's word. That's the Na'ase. The Nishma is Tikkun HaMaisin. That the reason I'm learning this Torah and want to understand the emanation of Kodesh Baruch Hu for Torah Shabbat, for the Torah in it, because when I learn Torah, it means I want to do Amunat La'asot, to keep it. That's called Tikkun HaMaisin. That's called Na'ase v'Nishma. That's the way a person learns Torah. When a person learns Torah like that, he receives the Ha'ara of that Torah. And it does a tikkun gadol benefesh. Like the Ramchal and Derech is Derech in what's called the end of Derech Hashem, he has a ma'ama on Torah. Says that's the hashpa hagdola that Torah changes a person. Person changes with that way of learning. Now, the greater his year of the Talmud, the greater he understands this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the greater the Na'aseh. The greater he's toiling in the Torah to change himself and to work on himself and to accept what that Torah is telling him and to listen to what that Torah is telling him, i.e. what God's word is telling him, the greater the Nishma. The greater the Na'aseh, the greater the Nishma, the greater the person changes, the more hashpa he has on him. The more influence he has on him, the more he's receiving the emanation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You could be learning the same Gemara, the same Sefer Torah, but you're learning it with a different level to a different person. Not a question of time or how much, it's a question of what and how are you learning and how you're learning it. Just as the ot of a letter is the guf, is the body, and the shalhevet, the flame, is associated with different levels of the neshama. And there's gvanim. He's saying, speaks about gvanim. That's also expressed. There's what we in. So the otiot would represent the nefesh behemit, that's more associated with the guf. The tag on the ot, the crowns you see on the otiot, that represents the ruach, right? That represents the ruach. The nikud, the voweling represents neshama, how you say the word, right? Okay, and then the chaya, the chokhmah, right, is the tamim, the you know the tamim, the trap that you have, that represents the chokhmah. Yechida. It's a question how you learn it. It could be a different order. Okay? We could put in a different order. Okay, doesn't matter. That's a simple way of understanding. So these gvanim, the gvanim of the flame that comes out from the letter, when you read it, because you're reading it with, in a certain sense, with all its vocal and trop and singing the way you sing it, and in a certain way, even the tagim are somehow expressed. I don't know how the tagim is expressed, but they're also somehow expressed. So when you read it, it gives it gvanim. It gives it different shades. These shades also associated with the person's neshama. Either illuminate different aspects of the person's neshama. I mean, even though we don't understand necessarily what these things are, only Rabbi Akiva was derish the tagim. We don't understand what the tagim or the nikud or the trop or the tamim, what they mean to us in terms of drashas or an understanding of the Torah. But it doesn't mean that they don't have an effect on us when we read them. The more you understand, the deeper the effect. But the fact that they're there, if they're there we don't understand, there's still a burning coal, it's still hot. I might not see the flame, but it's burning. So I might not, that part of the flame might not be so illuminated by me, but it's still there in the art, still there in the coal. When I read a piece of Torah, it's being illuminated through me reading it, and therefore it's impacting me. And the more I understand, the more I put my das to understanding it, the more I connect with those orot, and they illuminate in me in a brighter way, in a more effective way. So in a certain sense, Torah Shebichtav is the art. Torah Shebaal Peh is these other things. The esek in the Torah, the work in the Torah, illuminates those other aspects of the Torah. And just as you have pardes, pshat, that's the art. Remez is the tagim. Drush is the nikud. And sod is the tamim. So all aspects of the Torah are in the Ot and in the Sefer Torah itself. And all Torah Shebaal Peh is there in that Gechelet to be illuminated from the Torah itself, lefi, according to the person who read it. The Gaon de Vilna, when he read it, saw all of Baba Kama, when he learned Mishpatim, all of Baba Matzia. He saw all of Kabbalah when he read Chumash. Because he could see the illumination in that Torah. His level of learning, everything was illuminated. For us, the Pshat is illuminated, maybe. Even that I'm not so certain. But certainly not higher levels of illumination. According to the person's level, whatever aspect of my neshama enters me, so will be the illumination of the Torah that I have within me. If my higher levels of my neshama illuminate within me, I will receive a higher reading of the Torah, a higher understanding of the Torah. And similar, the opposite way. The more I toil in understanding the higher levels of the Torah, the more that aspect of my neshama will enter me and illuminate within me. Clear? The Chazon Ish in Emunah V'Bitachon explains that whatever's very hard in self, that's the place in which he requires fixing, and fixing there fixes all of self. Ben Yonah says it in different words, but he says similarly, it's the midah of Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim holds on to all the midahs, the kvisha, the working on self in that hardest place. That's the highest level of Yirat Shamayim. But you will find that in Torah learning, that place which is hardest, you work on that place, you'll fix all of self. That's why the kasha, the Arizal, brings down the shame of the Arizal, that he used to break the klipa, the sitra achra. How is he breaking? That's the kasha in a Gemara. When you have a kasha, right? And you're mafrik, you break the kasha, that which is hard, you break it, you mafrik it, you break it. That's called breaking the klipa. That's what's breaking that which is hard in you and revealing the pre. Revealing the soul. The soul gets revealed within a person. That's why when you're learning, the derech of limud is to have a kasha and then to work on the teretz. The same in life. Those difficulties in life are our kashas. Getting through them is the teretz. And that's where a person reveals his neshama. That's the revelation of the person's neshama. Those points of difficulty are the places where a person has to change. When he changes in those points, he changes himself. And that's called esek b'tera. That's why tikkun ha'maisim is esek b'tera, is working with the Torah. It's the same thing. So I said, why is it the letters that do this? So God had to speak to us in a way we can comprehend. The way we speak, is the way we comprehend. We comprehend through letters, through talk, through speech. That's what makes a human being human. That's what gives his neshama. That's why the creation of a human being was when Kodesh Baruch Hu was Yipach Ba'apav Nishmat Chayim. He blew in us the neshama of our life. Right? Nish Midilei Nafach. From himself he gave us. And Unkle says, Ruach Mara, the koach of speech. The koach of speech, the human koach of speech, animals also speak. But they speak about like a cow wants, where's the fodder? Where's the grass? This is tasty. I don't know how they speak, right? It's kedai for you to eat this grass. That sort of speech. We're talking about that sort of speech. That's animal speech. Functional speech. We're talking about creative speech. Speech which connects you to the higher self. That's the koach of the neshama. That's the koach through which we connect to Midilei Nefach, to his kibyachal, his neshama. That he was nofeach in us. He blew into us Midilei from himself. So that's the koach in which we connect to him. Okay? V'nashuv le'inyan. Let's return to this matter. Ki ha'orot omdim ala otiyot. These orot are standing on these otiyot. We explain this. Tagim, etc. Right, the crowns and the... U'ba'otam ha'orot. And in these orot, these emanations, klulot kol ha'bachinot ha'pratiyot. All these emanations, all the levels of these emanations, shiyesh al kol ot va'ot. It's on each of these letters. Kasher zecharti, like I mentioned. Explain this a little bit already. Ach, ein magia l'nishmat haro'er. Doesn't reach to the neshama of the person seeing these letters, et ha'ot yot ha'en, ela o echad, only one o, one emanation, satum, which is closed, kamo ha'gechelet, like this coal, which is hot, but the flame hasn't come out. Ach, kishenishtader ha'adam l'avim, when a person works hard to understand, with this das lahavin, what these otiyot, what these letters mean, that's why he's connecting. The kore, he's reading. The chose, and he returns the kore, and he reads. Right, he gets a higher level maybe of understanding. Mitchazek litbonen, and he strengthens to understand. He ne kol kach mitlahatim haorot. They're so aflamed, these letters are him, v'yotzim, and they come out, k'mo shalhevet min hagechelet, like the flame from the coal. So it means the way a person works in Torah is through reading with the purpose of understanding and reading again with the purpose of understanding. And the more he reads with an essence of understanding, the bigger the flame that comes out from these letters. V'alzeh amar hatana. And this is what the Tanna says in Pirkei Avos. Hafach ba v'hafach ba, dekula ba. Delve in it and delve in it. That it's all in it. It's all in these letters. The letters reveal their essence. Reveal their emanation. Ki tzrichim ha'oskim, which necessarily the people who are involved, liot hofchim v'hofchim. In toiling, like hofchim literally means like turning over, achetitlahev, until the flame comes out, kamasa eish mamish, like fire itself, in the terms of the marshal. Vine, and behold, biyot hashalhevet mitlahevet, when this shalhevet comes out aflamed, kfar amarti, I already explained, shiyesh bakam gvanim, there's many, many different colors, merukamim, entwined one with the other. That means the nefesh is entwined with the ruach, which is entwined, they're all part of each other. They're not like they're separate, one like building block on top of the other. They're entwined. One's within the other and entwined with the other. The ruach has part of it, which is nefesh also. The nefesh of the ruach, which is deep within the nefesh of the nefesh, which could be the keter of the nefesh. The nefesh of the ruach could be the keter of the nefesh. We'll see, it's related. The keter, the crown of the lower, is the malchus of the upper. So they're entwined. Okay. V'ken nimtza'im kama inyanim. We'll find in them many different forms, gedolim, big forms, nichlalim, that are included the shalhevet, shel ha'or hazeh, of this or this emanation. Omnam, however, od inyan acher nimsa. There's one more thing that's found here. Ki yesh kama panim l'Torah. There are many different levels of Torah. As you're talking about before, we explained this, I think. Ukvar kiblu hakadmonim. Already, we know this from our previous Kadmonim, the early generations of teachers. Shelechol Shorish Minishmot Yisrael, all the Shoroshim in the Neshama of a Jew, Yesh Kulam B'Torah, all of these things in the Torah, the power of this of the Torah, like the five levels of soul, or four levels, however you want to call it, there's these levels within the Torah. At Sheyesh Shishim Ribo, the 60,000 Ribo Pirushim Nekol HaTorah. There's 600,000 connected all of Klal Yisrael. Mechulakim the Shishi Ribo Nefashos Shel Yisrael. 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. V'zeni Krash HaTorah mitpotzetzet l'kama nitzotzot. It goes out to many, many sparks. 600,000 sparks of understanding, of different ways of understanding. Ki b'tchilat mitlahetet. In the beginning, it flames. V'az nirim, as we see in it, kama ha'orot haruim li'inyan ha'hum. We see how many lights are fitting with this inyan. V'otam ha'orot atzmam. And these lights themselves, mi'irim b'shishim ribo drachim, give light in 600,000 ways. B'shishim ribo shel Yisrael. With 600,000 of Yisrael. V'zeh sod. And this is the foundation, this is the understanding of Kapati Shifotzet Sela. Just as a hammer that breaks a rock into many, many little splinters, so the Torah, the more you're osik and you bash it and you're hofich in it and you indelve in it, you have different nitzotzot, different sparks of the Torah that emanate to you and which is associated with all Shishim Ribo. Now, one person can be against all that Shishim Ribo. Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to Klal Yisrael. He was equal to Shishim Ribo because he was the nitzotz of all of Klal Yisrael. From Moshe comes all the Shishim Ribo. All Talmidei Chachamim come from Moshe Rabbeinu because he's connected to Shishim Ribo. That means within the Torah of Moshe is all the Shishim Ribo. Every person can be a Shoresh. Every person, you connect to someone, you connect to a Rav, he can be your Shoresh. From him, he might have all the Pirushim that you're going to, but your Anitzot will express that Pirush. Anitzot by itself, a little spark comes out. If it doesn't attach itself to something, it dies. It's nothing. Ein bo mamish, says the Gemara. It doesn't have any mamishut. It's nothing. It stops, it goes on paper, it's nothing. Stops. If it catches on to something which it can aflame, make light up, then the spark becomes a shalhevet, becomes a flame. That's the concept of Yaakov's, the nitzot, and Yosef's the shalhevet. Yosef's the connector, taking that spark and bringing it out. You understand? That's why Yaakov taught Yosef. Yaakov gave his spark to Yosef, he was a shalhevet to bring it to the world. So, the learning of Torah from a Rav is you're picking up on the nitzotzot of that person and you're bringing it out. And you're making it to shalhevet. You're bringing it out into the world. Or he and you, it doesn't matter. But the concept. You understand? The 600,000 Jewish people that came out of Klal Yisrael, from Egypt, they represent all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, all the nitzotzot, all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. We are just emanations of one of the parts of those sparks. Even though there may be millions and millions of Jews, we are just, you know, the fragments of those sparks. But the shorish is within those shishim ribo that came from Mitzrayim. You understand? And Moshe Rabbeinu was the shorish of this. In a certain sense, all the sparks of Torah came from him. He gave birth from his Torah Shebichtav. He gave birth to all these sparks. Any Talmud, right? It's just a nitzot. Any Talmud is a nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. Any idea we have, it's connected somehow to Torah's Moshe. It can't be outside of Torah's Moshe. So that's what it means. He's connected to the Shishim Ribo of Klal Yisrael. Okay?